This is Northwest News on KNKX. For most students in Washington, this is an ordinary week of school. But six high schoolers are taking a break from classes to fly to India to meet with the Dalai Lama. KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has more.
Up until now, the only other country Kaya Soul has visited is Canada. And now, at age 15, not only is she getting to travel to the other side of the world, she'll have the chance to talk with the world-renowned Tibetan Buddhist spiritual leader.
I feel like honored, I guess is the correct word for that.
Sol lives in Shelton. She applied to be part of the Compassion 2020 project. It's organized by the Lieutenant Governor's Office and the Washington State Service Organization called the Association of Washington Generals. She and the other five students selected to go have proposed compassion projects. They'll talk about their projects with the Dalai Lama and get advice, and then come home and put them into practice. Sol and her five younger siblings were adopted out of foster care. Her project focuses on finding a better way for foster kids to transport their belongings.
Social workers have to opt for trash bags, and that just, it makes the horrible situation feel a lot worse. And so my idea was helping resolve this issue by making pillowcase bags for the kids as like something other people can do to show that they care and that they can use that makes them feel a little bit better.
16-year-old Natalie Gomez from Bonnie Lake is also going on the trip. Her project will center on building more compassion in her community around the issue of homelessness.
Someone put up a sign by the dollar store a few months ago saying, don't give your change out to panhandlers, like save your money, it just goes to drugs. And that hurts my heart because I feel like people don't really realize that, you know, these are other human beings out here who need help.
Their meeting with the Dalai Lama will be streamed live online this coming Sunday. There will also be viewing parties at some college campuses. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.